And now is the time for the occasional feature we call In Your Ear. That's where our guests tell us about some of the songs that are on their personal playlists. Today we hear from the Grammy-winning singer Angélique Kidjo. She's considered one of the continent's greatest living divas. Her music is known around the world for its rhythm and message. She says music is her outlet for both creativity and activism. Kidjo stopped by our studios during her last concert tour to talk about her life and music, and she also shared the songs that have inspired her over the years.
Hi, this is Angélique Kidjo, and right now this is what is playing in my ear.
It might be the devil!
Gonna Have to Serve Somebody from Shirley Caesar. It's a song written by Bob Dylan. It means that whatever we do, we all have to serve somebody. Doesn't matter how powerful we are, how much money we have, what skin color we have to serve somebody. We have to serve a purpose, whatever we do. And the other song I've been listening to is from Frank Ocean called Bad Religion.
If it brings me to my knees, it's a bad religion.
It's very interesting, his way of approaching love through religion. And if religion's love brings you to your knees and you are in a position of not being empowered but being subdued, then it's bad. Anything that you do in a way that brings you not to achieve your potential is something that is not good for you and not good for anybody in the society, basically.
To me is nothing but a one-man cult. In cyanide, my styrofoam cup. I can never make them love me. Never make them love me. It's a bad religion to be in love with someone who can never love you. Oh, 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 only bad religion could have me feeling the way I do.
Also, songs that I have been listening to lately are from Alifa Katuré, because he has been gone for a while now. It's an album of reminiscence for me, because I have the chance to have him actually home for dinner 1 or 2 months before he passed away. And for me, it's really, in this hard time, he is the one that I look up to. And of course, Miriam Makeba is always something that I listen to on a regular basis. She has been my role model. I learned from her how to harmonize and how you can use your voice as a powerful tool to talk about things that are universal, that touch everybody. I have Pata Pata in mind because it's a song that everybody knows. Everybody sing to touch each other. And for me, in this era of communication, we don't speak to each other much. The technology is a very good invention, but does it bring us more together or does it push us far away from each other?
That was Angélique Kidjo telling us what's playing in her ear. To hear our previous conversation with her, please go to the program page of NPR.org and select Tell Me More. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.